Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so we have no one here from the public tonight, so we'll move on to approve the minutes from September's board meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Entertain a motion to approve the September treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions on the treasurer's report?
I just have one. Well, there's two. Bring it up. The first one is on line seven, general fund line 71404.
Playgrounds and recreational equipment.
Playgrounds and recreation. We have a negative balance. We had a negative balance before the month started, and we have a bill to pay.
We should move some money from there because that's negative because of the street lamps.
Right, correct.
So let's see. I think we'll just move it out of fund balance because there's money in there. So we could put that in. Let's see what we got here. We're short $5,500. Let's put in $7,500 and then we'll have $2,000 left. What do you think?
Okay.
Everybody good with that?
All right, just tell me the numbers.
We'll do it under resolutions. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm writing it right here.
Excellent.
Right. And the other one is in the engineering and the water fund.
Yep, I got that one. We're going to take that out of, because they don't have money in their, they don't have an unfunded balance or unallocated balance. So we'll have to take that out of transmission equipment, I think we'll take it from. So we're going to take $5,500 from fund balance to a $7,140.4. And that's due to the purchase for the new streetlights in the Village Commons. Got that. Anything else on the treasurer's report?
How much were we putting into the engineering?
In the engineering, we're going to put, let's see, $7,500. Because we're going to have more work to do before, you know, on the grant stuff, there's some still balance work to be done. So the issue comes to like this TAP award that we authorized. This came after we did the budget. So that's why we have to pay for it now, and we didn't have it budgeted for originally. So.
But if we get the award, we get that money back that
no.
we spend on the application.
We don't get any of the consulting stuff back. You don't get any of that any engineering costs or consulting fees back that you spent prior to the award.
Okay.
But having the engineering work done ahead of time gives you a much better shot of getting the award.
Right, it's unfortunate you gotta do all that first, but you gotta do it.
Anything else on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. So we have a couple of pieces of correspondence here. We have a letter from Jeanette Scott. As summer has begun to wane, I realize that I have not extended my thanks to the village or the workers, Pete and Tom, for their reconstruction work performed on my property. I must extend my thanks and gratitude for the restoration, which was completed in a timely and professional manner. I was very impressed with their focus to details. So just a reminder, Jeanette had a water main break with a service line in. Shut-off valve was actually just outside of her home, but there was about 50 feet of pipe between the main and her house that had to be replaced, so that's what she's talking about. But since then, when we redid this, we put a valve right at the street. So in the future, we're not responsible for that. We're only responsible up to the valve. And she's aware of it. The other piece of correspondence we have is about the memorial tree.
Actually, that's on new business.
Okay. Then we'll hold that for new business. Everybody should have the reports from the different departments in their packets, and if nobody has any information or any questions about anything, we can move on, but...
The only thing I want to add is Lynn did call the new
Animal control.
Yeah. Animal control, and she had one incident on Westbrook Drive, a dog complaint, and she took care of it. Spoke to the resident, and it was taken care of. An unleashed dog.
Okay.
That was all in her. She just sent me an email and said to tell the board that. That's it.
All right, so, old business. We have water billing on 13 Albany Avenue. Was that this letter from Scotia?
That's the letter in the packet.
Scotia wants the
Well, as you remember, David. We excused him from last billing because he didn't have water hookup, and now he's requesting again.
And did we excuse him for the whole thing or just the 80% or just 20%?
It was the whole thing last time, Guy.
Okay, but wasn't there like some assurance or guarantee that he was going to revitalize and get the property back open?
So, I mean, I don't think we had any real, there wasn't a commitment there, but he did say he was going to do it, and it looks like he's started to do work. I mean, he's gone to the planning board, he's gotten his variance to move forward, so he's making progress. It's not done, obviously, but... Can we confirm that this has actually happened?
The planning board, yes. Yeah, he did see all that. It was obviously several steps. He didn't have a lot of things in order. After several meetings, I believe he was granted his variance. I did not get that from them yet, but, that takes a while. I never usually get that right away. And obviously the letter states that he still doesn't have water hooked up. But he's still working on everything.
But there's evidence that he's working on it.
I just go back to what I said the last time. And this isn't the first time that it's been waived for him. We usually only do it once. And if you don't get the work done within 6 months, then, you just pay the bill. It's just a few hundred bucks, but, So, what do you want to do? All right, let's start out with, I'll make a motion that we, what's the word I'm looking for? That we don't bill him for October. That's what he's looking for, right? October?
Excuse his October bill.
Right.
It's already billed out, but.
I know.
He wants it to.
But this is what he's asking for, right?
Right, in October, yep.
Yeah, that we waive payment for the October bill, and revisit it in April. So can I get a second on that? We can't vote it on it unless we have a second, or unless we have a motion and a second. And it doesn't mean it's gotta pass, it just means we have to address it.
You need a second, and then we go from there.
So I need a second.
I'll second.
Julia. Okay, floor is open for discussion.
Well, I think he has been given the opportunity to complete his work, just like everybody else in the village is given an opportunity. And while he is in the process, I mean, how much time do we want to give people? I think it's, we gave him a lot of time. This is at least the second bill that's been excused, so. I think it's time, he looks like he's getting towards the end, so from my point of view, I think we should just go ahead with the bill.
Anybody else? Okay, no more discussion, all in favor of waiving the water bill for October and revisiting in April, signify by saying aye. Any opposed, signify by saying nay. Nay.
Nay.
Nay.
Motion is defeated. So you will inform Mr. Scotia that he needs to pay his water bill.
Hold on, let me just write this, because.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
I don't get this happen very often. Charlie, are you voting? Oh, you never mind, you can't. Sorry.
No, can't.
Okay, all set, thanks.
All right, so next is the Transportation Alternatives Program. So that was the TAP grant that we applied for with DOT for the sidewalk and streets portion of the project. It was separate from the Community Development Block Grant, so we approved to go ahead with this a couple meetings back. And one of the things about that was we had to go out to bid for engineering and grant services. We did go out to bid with that. We only received one proposal back from LaBerge Engineering. So I'm making a motion that we accept the proposal as submitted by LaBerge to do the grant work and grant services for the project.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Could we see a copy of it? My vote is yes. So.
Yeah. That's it. It's a qualifications bid proposal. Yeah. Okay, new business. The Nassau Community Band has sent us a letter. We got a letter from Kurt Vincent. In the fall of 2019, I informed the members of the Nassau Community Band that after 30 years, I would no longer serve as director of the group past the summer of 2020. I advised the group that I would continue as a member, but no longer was interested in the responsibility of tasks as director. In the tradition of community bands, directors are usually chosen by the group from existing membership. As we are all aware, after March 2020, all changed. The group has not met for weekly rehearsals, made any performance appearance, or functions as a group in the past 18 months. During the period, a number of the members indicated they were using this pause as a logical end to their affiliation with the band. Additionally, none of the remaining members have expressed any desire to become director. Based on this situation, I would like to convey to the board we no longer would be taking advantage of the Thursday evening rehearsal space, and in all probability, it is the end, at least for the time being, of the groups existing in our community. Deeply regret having to inform you of this decision. Please understand our appreciation of the village board and residents over the many, many years. Sincerely, Kurt Vincent. Be sad to see him go. I know they perform at a lot of functions around the village. And so then he'll come off the calendar then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how that came about. I contacted him to see if
I figured.
Still, yeah.
So, memorial planting. So we have memorial planting. That would be this one.
That's the one.
Let's see. Nassau Village Beautification Committee is seeking approval from you and any other village board member you deem necessary to implement and proceed with the Nassau Beautification Project 1 associated with the planting of a Tupelo Green Gable tree in memory of Mr. Russell Lake. The purchase and installation of this tree is an anticipated expenditure from the dedicated donations to the committee in memory of Mr. Decker. The committee strongly recommends Project 1 will be as it will exemplify in perpetuity sustained semblance of Hoppy's roots in the village of Nassau. The project will be the planting of a shade tree in Ben Stanley Park. We have consulted with Maple Lane Nursery and have presented them with the attached overview of the site where we would like to plant the gable tree. The tree will grow approximately 20 to 25 feet tall with a top span of approximately 25 feet. The nursery has reviewed the attachment and recommends the gable tree as it foresees no interference with the culvert or the stream from the root system. We ask the necessary clearance be granted to proceed with the project. The Nassau Beautification Committee will adhere to any protocols outlined by the village, Nassau Village Board. We request your notification of your approval in a timely manner. As it has been outlined by the nursery, that installation of the tree is recommended before drastic weather changes to ensure best adaptation to the soil. And there's a little design thing here. I looked it over and I don't see any problem with it. And Julia's been looking at it also.
Yeah.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve the planting of the memorial tree in memory of Russell Hoppy Decker.
Make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. For those of you that didn't read the information, there's a new Superfund site in the town. Dewey's property, homestead, at the corner of 203 and Sweets Crossing Road, is now a Superfund site. So we'll be monitoring that with DEC. Our main concern, of course, is the water supply, you know, to the village. But from everything that I've been following this for well over a year now, while they determined what the deal was, what was going on there, and it appears that the groundwater contamination is flowing in a southwesterly flow away from the site, which is, you know, down towards Rensselaer way, down that way, Rensselaer, Castleton, going down that way. So it's not coming back up towards where our wells are. But we'll just make sure that we continue to aggressively test the wells and make sure they're clean and everything's good. I did have some, you know, and related to this, although it's not the same, when we had the big flooding in the storms in July, that we got a lot of water carried down from the town of Nassau on the north side and came down the Valachakil into the Nassau Lake and then over the dam and then down the Valachakil down towards Kinderhook Lake. There was a lot of flooding in the village along the Valachakil. And DEC came in and tested soil testing on any of the properties or many of the properties that had overspill onto their properties and testing at the school site specifically. And there was nothing that was above what was legal that they found. So everything didn't seem to have any surface water contamination. So. Let's see.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
On the Dewey, the local site. I was trying to read the report, you know, the big 290-page report or whatever this morning. Does anybody know if there's any concern about the trail? Because people use the trail literally right next to the pond in the back there, if there's any issues.
There is testing that was done around the trail. There was actually testing on the trail before they paved it.
Okay.
So yeah, EPA did do testing, and there are some areas,
and the pond,
but it's
polluted.
Off, and it's down the embankment, so it's not accessible.
Right, and that's why they put the fence up there.
Yep, that's why they put the fence on there, and there's signage on it too to stay out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And that pond had trees, I think, in it.
Yeah, I think they found it in the soil, but the water they said was okay. Was
correct. It's in the sediments at the pond, and in the soil. Mm. At the site.
And they said it's not on the priority list, so it's not going to get cleaned up.
Well, it's not on the Fed. So there's two different Superfunds. There's New York State Superfund and the federal Superfund. So initially, EPA tried to incorporate that site as part of the larger landfill that's under the federal Superfund.
Okay.
It would not have scored once they did the evaluations. It's all on a point base and risk to human exposure. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have scored high enough to make the federal list.
Okay.
So EPA turned it back to the state because the state doesn't have that funding or that scoring system.
Okay.
So the state's going to pick up the Superfund project under New York State Superfund. Okay.
So there may be some eventual cleaning there.
Oh, there's still work going on. Yeah, EPA's already got GE to commit. They're pumping out the tanks. They're still going to do removal actions. They're doing water testing, I believe, this month.
Mm-hmm.
They're retesting the wells. We went through and tested all the wells 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're going back and just double checking to make sure there's no more off-site movement.
Yeah. The thing that sort of, I mean, that, I think that site was known, you know, even back in the 70s. The thing that's scary is, you know, Ben Stanley Park, this whole area right here was a junkyard at one point, and do we know? I mean, there's no one's like really concerned, enough to start testing randomly around the village, because this was industrial for out here,
And these chemicals, the village is required to test for on a periodic basis in their water system anyway. So
we've been testing for dioxins and PCBs for years.
And from the junkyard side, we'd be worried about, VOCs and benzenes, and the village already does those too.
Yeah. And my guess is all that would probably end up in that little stream that goes away from our water anyway. I mean, if it were there, that part of the village.
It's all about where it was and how deep it is, and has soil been brought in when the park was done.
Right. Yep. Anyway.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Community Police Engagement Committee.
Okay, so this is one of mine. So back when we put together the reform plan that we said we were going to start working on, part of it was, one of the items was to encourage the village to establish a Community Police Engagement Committee, which would meet once, twice or as necessary, to talk about concerns around racial and other disparities, and also to be a place where people could ask questions about policing in the village generally. We outlined what we suggested as the membership, eight people, including the police commissioner and the police chief, and six people from the community that would be appointed by the village board. I was talking to Dan, and or Chief Colano, and we don't want the work that we did and the folks who helped with it to sort of just sit on the shelf. And one of there were a number of things that we've started to do. We're going to come up with a public monthly report. It's not the report that we get here, but it's a more of a public document that we could post. You know, little things like that, that are, the whole point is to, you know, have a, improve the community and police relationship, because a lot, you know, a lot of the origins of, not only locally, but in other places around the country, you know, there's, not everybody likes the police. And since they actually have a function and do protect the village and keep it safe and secure, you know, it's something that we want to make sure that everybody is, you know, they're clear what the police do. When they have questions, they can get it answered. They can get answers really quickly. They don't have to, you know, as much as we are approachable, you and I is, you know, and anyone else are approachable. Sometimes, you know, they don't always get those sorts of things. They'd rather talk to somebody, a neighbor or somebody from the public who's not, you know, an official. So anyway, we thought that this group, you know, we could have a group like we, like it would be a similar group to the Reform Committee. And it would, you know, make itself available on a regular basis to answer questions about policies and procedures and things. And obviously we'd have representation from the police department. So, you know, the technical issues could be resolved. So, you know, that's, I wanted to just bring that to our attention so we don't forget that we did that, and start to think about some of the, really the only criticism we had about the report and how we put it together was, you know, trying to figure out who would be on this group, who would be the membership of the group. And one of the biggest areas we saw concern was the business community wasn't represented. And I think it was a legitimate criticism. We did not have anyone from the business community. We did reach out, but we weren't successful. So I wanted to get people's ideas about, you know, who we could approach. We have a couple of new businesses that popped up since that happened. So, you know, we certainly have new folks to talk to. But I just wanted to get people's ideas about the, you know, whether we want to do this. Because again, it was to, we were going to, the plan was to encourage us to talk about this and do it.
Yeah, ask the taco guy. Ask the taco guy. Dominic seems pretty nice. Maybe he would be involved.
Yeah, I mean, we could ask him, you know. I mean, you know, it's, we could ask Dominic, he's a new one. And we could ask, you know, we approach Hometown Liquors.
We did not.
Did you approach Danny Smith at the hardware store?
We talked to Danny. We did talk to Danny, and he was, you know, he was, you know, he actually liked the report. He was very complimentary about it. I'm not sure how involved he wants to get. We talked to Bailey, and we talked to the Village Pizza owners.
Well, you know, I would just send out, an invitation to any business in the village, and tell them we're looking for someone to, you know, sit on the board, and would you be interested? And, you know, make sure we send them a letter or something, so we have something in writing. And I mean, you know, you don't want to force people to be on it. I mean, a lot of business, I don't think many of the business owners don't live in the village. And, you know, they come in here, they do their business, and at the end of the day, they want to go home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That way it'll, a letter will be proof from the complaint that came in about we didn't reach out to businesses.
You know, I think that's, you know, that would be, you know, the extent of what we could do.
Okay. That sounds good.
Anything else on that?
No, I will report back our progress.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so next up is code enforcement resignation. So as you may or may not be aware, Craig Surprise, who has really been doing a very good job at the village, I think, As code enforcement officer. He's been here a couple of years now and has decided to move on. So it is what it is, so you know, so now I think that our next step should be to post, put some information out that we're looking for a code enforcement officer. And we should try to get somebody new on board as soon as we can. So everybody's okay with that, then we'll, I'll turn this over to Julia, which I will work with you on if you so desire. And, we'll meet with Kevin and get something out there on a website or something to, says what we're looking for or whatever.
Well, I may have something on the computer from last time. Yeah. I don't remember.
And then we'll, we'll try to get somebody on board before, for the next meeting. Okay. If we can. If we don't, it'll be the meeting after that or whatever. But, well, we'll start working right on it, I would think. So,
could we ask? And is Kevin going to fill in the meantime?
Well, Kevin's going to be Kevin, kind of, so he's going to do his building inspections and, his reviews, but Kevin was never much on enforcement. That's why we ended up hiring him to begin with. He looks at it as a part-time job, and I can't really fault the guy, but it's a part-time job to him, and he's not available all the time, and, when he gets in here, he always has things he needs to look at for new construction or whatever else is going on towards that end of it, and that burns up a lot of his time. And I've had that in all the years I've been dealing with the village boards and stuff and code enforcement, going all the way back to Gary Ziglowitz and Jeff Conlin and, whoever we had, it's always been the same problem. There's only so many hours in a day, it's a part-time job, and this eats up a lot of it. That's why we'll just hire a separate guy, and this is going to be what his job is. And I think it's worked very well. But I don't expect Kevin to pick up the slack, no.
Could we ask Craig too, who he might... if he knows anybody, because I think it's a relatively small community of people.
Yeah, we can ask Craig. Yeah, he's here till the end of the month, so he's not done currently. So he said he would be here till the end of the month. So we can set up a meeting. Maybe we can invite Kevin and Craig, and we could talk about that other issue.
I'm meeting with Kevin tomorrow. So
you're gonna meet with Kevin tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see if Craig's around tomorrow.
When are you meeting with him?
Between 6:15 and 6:30 tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Yeah. I won't be here. It's my golf night.
It's going to be dark.
I know.
Flashlight golf?
The 19th hole's always open.
That's why they make those orange balls, right? Same in the dark.
Yeah, I don't usually finish up till like 6 o'clock. Quarter after 6. So it'd be tough.
There's probably a lot of BS going on, so he wouldn't be back.
Yeah, I gotta bring dinner home.
19th hole.
Yeah. Game talk.
So 6:30 is a little tight. I could do 7:30, but I can't do 6:30. All right. So we're gonna get on that. So,
as soon as you guys have it, just send it over. I'll put it in the paper and blast it out.
Okay.
Resolutions. Appoint Suzanne Bunny temporary court clerk. So Sue Bunny has been recommended by Judge Conway and the current court clerk, Debbie Capolo. As having Sue sit in as the temporary clerk over the winter while she's in Florida. Debbie has also told us that
She may come back up in the spring, and if she did, that would be her, this would be her last summer, in 2022, would be the last that summer that she would be doing this. And then when she goes to Florida next year in 2022, she will not be coming back. So the idea is, of course, Mike and Debbie both feel strongly that Sue's the person that can take over as the court clerk and become the permanent court clerk for the village. So I have I've met with her, and I met with Debbie, and I spoke to both, and I also spoke with Mike. And so I'm recommending that we appoint Suzanne Bunny as temporary court clerk. And just so you know, she's doing 6 weeks of training, and we're paying her $400 a pay period. That's $200 a week while she's training. And then when Debbie goes to Florida, she will begin to receive the full amount that Debbie was making, because she'll be doing the job at that point. And then if Debbie does come back in the spring, then it'll, you know, she'll be off for the summer, Sue will be off for the summer, Debbie will take back over, and then Sue will come back on in the fall and then take the job from there forward. If she doesn't come back, she'll just stay here. So any questions about that? All right, so
I have one question, and just so that it's out in the public and everybody knows. So Suzanne Bunny is the wife of Dan Bunny, who is a police officer with us, who also has a son who's our, not Suzanne's son, but Dan's has a son who's also a police officer here. Is anybody concerned that our court clerk and our police officers are related, or one police officer?
I mean, is that a conflict, right? That's not a conflict of interest.
I don't think it is. And I mean, you know, it's, I'm sure if anybody wanted to bitch, they could make a point of that, but I don't really see it as a problem.
I mean, ultimately, it's a judge making the decision. The clerk's really just filing the paperwork.
Yep.
Good.
Charlie, you still there?
Yes.
Oh, do you have any comments?
No, I would just, you know, the question I think that Guy asked, as far as the conflict of interest, I would ask Mike Conway. I mean, he would be the person in the know that, I mean, because perception is everything, and I would ask Mike Conway.
Yeah, Mike doesn't
see if there is a conflict of interest.
Mike didn't feel there was a conflict, because I had mentioned it to him. He was very upfront with it when he was talking about her. Told me, you know, mentioned that, you know, just so you know, this is who she is, and but he doesn't have a problem with it, and he thinks she can do a good job, you know, keeping the court records, and I think that's what's important. So anyway, so I'd like to appoint Sue Bunny as the temporary court clerk. I think I already did that.
So you're making the motion?
Yeah, okay. Making it a motion.
I'll second.
Second by Guy. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we're getting rid of some more records that are out of date.
Absolutely.
All right.
Just like usual.
So you have a list of records to be disposed of.
Yeah, if you see anything that you want to keep, put your initials next to it. Other than that, the rest are gone.
And these are all, they all follow the,
yep.
You know, the disposal from the controller's office.
Mm-hmm. There's more in the back, too.
And then you have to sign it. I have the one for you to sign when you're done.
Well, we got a lot of old stuff.
Jeez. Yeah.
Some of the stuff is like you have to keep it for 70 years. It's weird. But
I think the only permanent records we got really are the books, right? The
minutes. No, there's books. A lot of permanent now. They changed a lot of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Motion to approve disposal of the records as noted. Anybody have anything they want to keep?
Make a motion to dispose of as listed.
Okay, motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Gonna declare the dump truck as surplus so we can sell it.
All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, yes, dump truck. Yeah, Pete's gonna help me fill out the paperwork because there's a lot of stuff to fill out on it to list it at our usual place, Auction Internationals. And, you know, we don't get to pick what they started at, but they say the longer you run it, the higher the money gets, so. They say we'll just take their recommendation.
Okay. Entertain a motion to declare the dump truck as surplus.
I'll make it.
Second.
Rich, Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. The Bicentennial Committee that worked on the Bicentennial, there's a couple of groups that worked on it, but I guess the Bicentennial split off. So I want to, I'm making a motion that we disband the Bicentennial Committee. Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So, Trustee Moldo, Julia submitted a calendar for a record of activities for the 3 months for retirement.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any discussion on it? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Authorize the court clerk to apply for the JCPA grant for a copy machine?
Yes. There's only one application, but she did fill it all out. She's going to put in for another grant. Last year, she did get the grant for the door and stuff, so just want to authorize her to submit another grant. She's going to try to get a new copier, which is greatly needed.
Entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay. You going to make the motion, Julia?
You were the first person.
Rich did? I didn't even hear him.
I didn't. Julia.
The mask muffles.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Make a motion to move $7,500 from F8320.2.
All right, 7,500. From what was the number again?
F8320.2.
Okay.
Move it to. Move it to. F1440.4 engineering. So the 8320.2 was transmission EQ.
Okay.
Got that one?
Yep.
All right, and then the second one would be to move. I don't think we need to vote on them individually, but
okay.
Move $5,500 from fund balance.
Is that a number?
I don't know if there's a number for that.
Okay.
To A 7140.4 engineering.
Playground.
Or no.
Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. All right, I make that motion. Second?
Second.
Guy? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, pay bills number 133 through 167 in the amount of $48,187 in the general fund and $2,833.29 in the water fund and $5,364.72 paid out of outside of abstract. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Any trustee have anything to bring up before the board before we adjourn?
I have one thing that I was gonna ask you. Oh, next month we have the Purple Heart Day. Do we have any information of what we're doing for that?
Oh, yeah.
I had somebody stop and ask.
Talk to you about to bring that up, so.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
Bob and I chatted. I did work with the VFW. They were actually very gracious. They were offering to provide food and actually cook at the pavilion. I had them go through all of their books of membership and their DD-214s to try to identify any Purple Heart recipients that resided in the village. They could not locate any. I then talked to both Joel Montrose and Eddie Kunz to see if they were aware of perhaps any other vets that reside in the village that are Purple Heart recipients, and they are not aware of anyone. So without really having anyone to
honor.
We're just doing village residents, not
right, because it's a village, right? This is just for the village.
Okay. We can call this guy.
We just felt that it wasn't really appropriate to have a ceremony and we didn't have anybody to really honor. I think we could still do it. Bob and I talked about getting the signs and still doing the signs and doing that.
And then in the future, if we should become aware of a Purple Heart recipient moving into the village,
right?
Yeah. Let me find out if this guy is a Purple Heart recipient that's inquiring.
Oh. He stopped in and wanted to know information about it. I said I would bring it up at the meeting, so I'm not positive.
Okay.
I think he's wondering. He said that he was wondering why some of the Purple Heart people did not get contacted. I said, I really don't have any information at this moment.
Unfortunately, there's no real one database. There is a registry. When I talked with veterans people, because I did talk to Peter Goebel, who's the veterans guy.
Yep.
There is a registry for Purple Hearts, but the individual has to actually sign up for it. And he said a lot of times, a lot of the vets don't sign up for it. You know, because they don't want all the junk mailing and stuff that comes with it. But
he
let
may
me
be
reach
talking
out to this
about
gentleman.
Outside the village, too. So I didn't offer any information. I didn't have any to give. So
I mentioned to VFW that right now we're going to hold off on doing something. They were very good about if we want to do something in the future, they are absolutely will work with us and participate with us.
Yeah, so as of right now, I think that, you know, we're going to get our signs out, we're going to do our signage, and like I say, if somebody turns out, I mean, if this guy's a person's a Purple Heart recipient and he does reside within the village, then, you know, we'll do something maybe individually for him at some point, you know.
I mean, sometimes the signs are what, you know, people say, oh, what about me? I didn't,
right.
No one told me. So.
And from my experience with the vets, they're a fairly tight-knit community. So when I started reaching out to the other vets that, you know, because sometimes they don't want to be a member of an association.
Right.
And that's why I reached out to Joel and Eddie, who's lived here their whole life, and said, hey, do you guys know of, because there was thought that there was somebody on Westbrook Drive who may have gotten a Purple Heart in the Korean War. And the guys went through everybody they could think of, and it might be somebody that may have moved out since then.
Mm. Yeah. So that's where we're at with that, and we might as well update them on the parade situation.
So, in conversations, Chris Lill, who is the post commander up there, had expressed that they probably will no longer be doing the Memorial Day parades. They felt that really the Memorial Day has a different meaning than a parade, and they want the parade to be joyous and things like that. So what they are potentially going to propose, and he said he'll come to the village and start those discussions, is doing a Flag Day parade as opposed to a Memorial Day parade.
So that would put a parade in July.
Because
Flag Day, I think, is, what's it, July 11th or?
Second week in July.
Yeah.
Are they still? They're still going to do their ceremony, the Memorial Day ceremony, up at the, maybe.
We didn't talk that much. I would presume they'll still do that. I think it was just a lot of their members felt that the parade really didn't send the message that should be for Memorial Day, and I can get that.
Yeah.
But the Flag Day, I think, is something good, and that's something that everyone can celebrate. And there aren't a lot of Flag Days. Memorial Day was always a challenge because you're competing with Lebanon and Castleton and all the local communities that are all doing parades the same day. And really, besides Troy, I don't know any
the only
Flag
one that
Day
does
parades.
A Flag Day parade that I know of.
Yeah.
But he'll be reaching out to us.
Well, it's their choice, so.
Man, I like the idea. I like when we get a lot of people into the village, and you know, for good reasons. You know.
Yeah, and something like that may bring more people because there aren't other competing.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
Oh, it's just a village cleanup day Saturday. Anybody coming to help? Anybody coming to join me?
What time?
Work.
9 o'clock.
9 to 12.
9 to noon. Yep.
I will not be there. Sorry.
No big deal. I do have the boys. And it's gonna rain, so it may not be too busy.
If it rains, I might come.
If it rains, you may come.
Yeah, because I have a bike ride at eight o'clock.
All right.
So.
Well, no worries.
Is it supposed to rain Saturday?
It is supposed to rain Saturday. 70% chance.
Hard rain.
That's what it says on the thing.
I got a rabies clinic outside.
Oh. You want to?
Where is that?
I'm sure it's one.
High school.
Oh. I did have one thing. Can we look at what we have posted on the website about COVID-19? Because it says things like the village hall is still closed, things like that.
Oh, we don't have anything new up there. That was a really, really old
thing. That's what I'm saying. Can we review it
new?
And change it or take out the stuff that doesn't apply anymore?
Okay, Bob, that's you.
I'm not the webmaster.
Well, no.
Oh, did you give me something
to put on there?
That was your letter.
Someone needs to read it and make sure that it's, because I don't think it's not up to date.
It's not accurate. Yeah.
And if someone actually goes to the site and looks at it, they're going to go, what's this all about? I mean, hopefully they would know it's all about me. You know what I'm saying? It's just not up to date.
I'll look at it.
Good job for Mary. That's what I think.
We'll get something on there. What else did I have? I thought I had one more thing.
You're mumbling.
I'm thinking.
It's falling out your mouth.
Okay. Nothing. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Adjournments in order. Motion adjourned by Julia, second by Rich. We are adjourned.